You can join in this conversation. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. That's 833-563-2539. Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show. What is your texting rule for someone you like? I saw one of my friends on Twitter the other day. She's like, why does this crap have to keep on happening? I'm so tired of it. If I like somebody, why do I have to like calculate how long I need to respond? And why do I have to, as a woman, wait so long to text the guy back so I look like I'm a really thirsty girl?
Oh, there's so many rules.
Well, okay, explain it to me. Listen, I am out of the dating game. I've been with my wife for 7 years, married for 3 of it. But I've always been that way, though. And I know this is going to come off creepy, but I'll say it. If I met my now wife, Lindsay, we went out on a Friday night and at the bar and got her number, I don't think there's anything wrong with texting her, like, later in the... Well, I would text her right there on the spot to make sure that her number actually worked that she gave me. That's how creepy I am. But I would text her the next morning if I liked her. I wouldn't say, oh, my God, I love you. Let's blah, blah, blah. But I think there's... Why is there a waiting stuff? Like, back in the day, you have to wait a couple of days to give somebody a phone call. Like,
no,
if a guy...
No, I don't think there is waiting stuff. I think that after a first date, the guy should, that night, or definitely by the morning, if he's interested, he should be texting her saying, I had a lot of fun. When can I see you again?
But
100%.
As a woman, Alex, do you hold back from texting a guy?
Like, yes.
Do you wait... Okay.
I will never text
why?
First.
You'll never text never. First? 833-JOE-ALEX. Why not?
Because I don't know how to explain it. Like, I, as a woman, I want to feel pursued by the guy. I think the guy should be the one to take the lead and show me that he's interested. Also, there just is a weird double standard with guys. Like, a girl that's texting constantly first and stuff, they're like, oh, she's annoying. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, guys just always have, like, this weird preconceived thing about girls that text first, so I never do.
On behalf of all guys, I don't have a preconceived thing.
Like, this guy that I know told me yesterday that a girl texted him. They had been texting for a little bit, but then he kind of got uninterested. And she texted him and said, remember that one time you were going to text me back? And I said, I would never, never
no,
do that.
No, it's good she called him out for that, because what a turd he is.
No, and then he said, what a psycho. Guess what? Never responded.
Well,
now he's definitely never writing her back.
Well, that's a double standard then. He's just using that as an excuse.
No, because the guy... You have to let the guy take the lead on that. That's just my, maybe it's old fashioned, but I just think that's what you have to do.
That's very old fashioned.
For the first time, I would want the guy to text me first, like for the first time of like getting his number, whatever. But then I think, I don't know, I've texted guys first, not a lot, but like every now and then. And it's like always if something has like, come up or whatever
that reminds you of them or is funny,
yeah,
or something.
Or like a lot of times, like one time I was like interested in this guy and he was a huge LeBron fan.
I obviously hate LeBron,
and so it was after we had both established that like we were crushing on each other, whatever. And then one time I texted him first because I saw some news about LeBron, and I put something like really funny and coy with it. And then, like, it started a conversation, whatever. But then after that, I never texted them first again. I wanted them to text me first.
I think Liv has a really good point. If you're going to take the step and you're going to text a guy first, it needs to be, you have to have a reason. You can't say, hey.
Yes. And it can't be obvious, because I have a lot of friends. I'll be like, oh, wait, well, I'm going to text them to see if, like, I... happen to like leave something over there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's way too obvious.
This whole fact that you have to have the science of like, well, do I leave something there or do I not?
I know,
it's like, this
it's
is stupid.
It's
not you.
Dating.
I know, but it shouldn't be. And I'm not calling you too stupid. I'm saying this whole idea that you have to do this is dumb. I totally get, and I agree with Alex as far as like, yeah, a man totally should pursue a woman. Like, I get that's a good feeling. Anybody likes when they're pursued. I respect that too. But the fact that there's rules and terms and conditions, just freaking text the person if you want to talk to them or call them. Like, so what? I don't think you're like a thirsty woman. Just means that, hey, I kind of like you. That's a great thing, isn't it? Clint, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think? Sorry, Clint, I didn't push the right button. What do you think, buddy?
Text.
Say it again. What do you think?
I disagree with the whole guys need to text first rule.
Of course you do, because you're a guy.
Sorry?
I said, of course you do, because you're a guy.
No, I mean, there's nothing. I mean, if women have equal rights these days, I think that, you know, who's ever interested first in the relationship should be the one to step up and make the call or send the text message. It
Here's
should
the
be
problem.
A his or her situation.
Here's the problem. If a guy is interested, like super, super interested in a girl, and she texts him first, he's like, wow, that was a cool move. She's shooting her shot. Love it. Super sexy, super hot. Now, if a guy is not interested in a girl and the girl texts him first, he's like, wow, this girl is crazy.
There is such
a double standard with girls that it's like, if a guy isn't like so interested and so into the girl, then stuff that she does can come off crazy. Guys literally have no problem with calling girls crazy.
Then those guys,
at any time.
Those guys you speak of then are turd burglars. Because
you have girls crazy in your past that weren't probably crazy. They were probably just interested.
What did you say, Clint?
Women have no problem saying guys are thirsty. That's like the thing. If a guy texts a woman right away, they're like, oh, he's thirsty. He just wants something.
Oh, yeah. Clint texted me. Oh, he's so thirsty. He just wants to get some of this juicy booty. He just wants to take a bite and go, num, 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 num.
Okay, I don't know about all that, but I have a really funny story. So my ex-boyfriend, when he was in college, he had had this girl over and they hooked up. To him, it was just like a one-night stand, but she really liked him. So she leaves his house after his like frat house or whatever, after they hook up, and he gets a call from like one of her friends, and it's her using her friend's phone saying, hey, I think I left my phone over there. I need to come get it. And so he's like, oh, okay, sure. So she goes over there. She's like having him. They're like looking in his front yard and all these different things, like where she had walked to see like if she had dropped her phone and all this. He's like, well, why don't I just call it? And she's like, no. We don't need to do that. Like, I'm sure it'll turn up. Like, I'm sure I'll find it. He's like, no, I'm going to call it. Like, we're going to search all day. It's dark out. So he calls her phone. It freaking rings in her pocket. She made the entire thing up as an excuse to go back over there to try to get him to like her. The whole thing was made up.
Hey, good for her. That is a little crazy. But that's extreme, though. You had it in your pocket.
See, that's what I was going to say. That girl is actually crazy.
Yeah. Hillary, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think?
I got to say, I'm sorry, ladies, but I've been married for as long as Joe, so I've been out of it for a minute, but I did not play the texting game. My husband did message me first, but right after we met, I never held back. I messaged him when I wanted to. Didn't have to be anything provocative. And now we've been together 7 years, married for almost 5.
Wow.
So. All right, it's very interesting. Hey, thank you, Hillary, for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
I just think she's the exception and not the rule.
No, unfortunately, I think you're right, though. But I think in general, I just would love to see it where if you're a guy or a girl and you like someone, you say, hey, you're cool. Let's hang out. There's not a whole 20-point checkoff list. And a girl, unless she is putting a phone in the pocket saying, hey, my phone must be somewhere in your place and isn't psycho, then you shouldn't judge him either.
If a guy is texting me, hey, you're cool, let's hang out, it better be like Blake Griffin or someone is super fine, because if it was anyone else, I'd be creeped out.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, then you're overanalyzing. It's not even just who's texting who first, but it's how many Y's are in the hey. It's the emojis.
It's the message. Like, it's the whole
thing. The punctuation.
Time of day.
Girls are screenshotting one sentence, sending it to a group chat of 15 of their friends, and getting everyone's opinion to send one sentence before they send.
And it takes, like, 30 minutes to construe the message that you're going to send back.
So you're saying all those girls that didn't text me back, it's not that they weren't interested, it's just they were trying to do all their research first?
Yes.
Maybe. The longer it takes for a girl to message back, I feel like the more she's interested.
It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.